So, what we're going to learn today is the Indian of Su'uda, and for a long time it bothered me what the nature of Su'uda's Purim is. So, if you just take a look here at the psukim that we took a look, on Shabbos at the same set of psukim, it's not an accident.
same Megillah, right?
Same Megillah. So, V'yom Shlosha Asar L'Chodesh Adar. V'noach be'arba asarbo v'aso to yom mishteh v'simcha. So the 13th of the day of Adar was the fighting day, v'noach, and the 14th day was the day of menucha, and it was a day of mishteh v'simcha. So mishteh, we understand that means a su'uda. Simcha is a little more elusive for now, but I just want to key in on that word v'noach. Menucha, that there was a respite, and the response to the respite was the Su'uda. Okay, you're going to see that theme a few times. V'ayehudim asher b'shushan nikalu b'shlosha asarbo. So the Jews of Shushan came together and they fought on the 13th of the month of Adar. Uve arba asarbo, right, and on the 14th of the month of Adar, that was Esther's special request. V'noach, same word. V'noach b'chamisha asarbo. So just like the Jews of the open cities rested, they had respite on the 14th, the Jews of Shushan had respite on the 15th. V'aso to yom mishteh v'simcha. You see how that's perfectly parallel. It's literally word for word from the words v'noach on, just with the substitution of chamisha asar for arba asar. Okay. Well, Cain. Hayehudim haprazim hayoshvim be'arei haprazot osim et yom arba'a asar l'chodesh adar simcha u'mishteh v'yom tov u'mishloach manot yishrei'hu. So here we have two changes. First of all, mishteh and simcha are inverted. In the first two psukim, in psukim yitzayin and yitchas, it was a day of mishteh v'simcha. Here it's a day of simcha u'mishteh. And then secondly, we have the addition, right, excellent, is the innovation of Mishloach Manos. Vayichtov Mordechai es hadvarim ha'ela. Mordechai wrote everything down. Vayishlach svarim al kol ha'yudim asher bechol medinos ha'melech ha'chashveirosh ha'kirovim v'harechokim. So everything was written down. L'kayem aleihem, so that they should accept and ratify upon themselves, liososim, to agree to do, as yom arba'a asar l'chodesh adar, v'as yom chamisha asar bo, b'chol shana v'shana, the 14th and the 15th of the month of Adar, in every single year. Kayamim, in accordance with the days, asher nachu, that's the third time we had that word, it appeared in Pesukim Yitzayin Adichas, noach, kayamim asher nachu, Vahem ha'yehudim me'oyveihem, the day upon which, or the days upon which the Jews had menucha from their enemies. V'ha'chodesh asher ne'pach lahem miyagon l'simcha me'evel yom tov, a whole month which had been predestined for yagon, despair, and it was transformed into a month of simcha me'evel, of mourning liyom tov, to festivity. La'asososam yimei mishteh v'simcha, here we have mishteh again before simcha. Umishloach manos yishrei'ehu, that stayed. Umatanos levyonim, and as we noted over Shabbos, matanos levyonim replaced Yom Tov. So Purim initially intended to be observed as Yom Tov. The Gemara Megillah and Daf Hamid Beis, Yisr Melacha lo kiblu alayhu. They accepted Mishteh, they accepted Simcha. The Yom Tov dimension was not accepted. V'kibel ha'yehudim eis asher hechelu la'asos, and the Jews accepted that which they had started to do. Vesa Sharkas of Mordechai Aleihem, with the emendations that Mordechai had included in his letter. So, Yimei Mishteh v'Simcha are very well established in terms of the 14th and the 15th. But the question is, what exactly is the nature of Su'udas Purim? And we might suggest in a variety of different approaches. With respect to the psukim themselves, three times we had this shoresh of Noach Menucha, that the feast, the Su'udas Purim, is an expression of minucha, of finally having respite, in the sense that when Haman planned to destroy the Jewish people, the Jewish people went into a state of fasting. says Esther. But even after those 3 days were over, you can imagine who could eat with the gauntlet hanging over them. So, in a sense, the Mishteh is finally the emergence from all of those somos. And that's one perspective, and that certainly is highlighted by the Psukim. The Mishteh is always a response to V'noach be'arba sarbo, V'noach be'chamisha sarbo.
So it's like a pseudo giving thanks.
It has that dimension to it, exactly. So that's one way of looking at it. But there are, of course, other dimensions.
Sudas mitzvah, or something like that.
Exactly. That we might refer to it as a kind of more standard Sudas mitzvah in the spirit of Yom Tov.
Yeah.
And as we said, you'll say, well, Purim isn't a Yom Tov, but that itself is not such a simple proposition after all. That was the original intention. We'll just read that pasuk again. Alkena Yehudim Aprazim Hayoshvim Ba'ari Aprazos. This is pasuk Yates. Osim Es Yom Arbas Ar L'Chodesh Adar Simcha Umishte V'Yom Tov. So that would be a very fruitful avenue for exploration, is to compare the Su'udas Purim to the mitzvah Simchas Yantif, and how that expresses itself in terms of the way that we conduct ourselves with respect to eating and drinking on Yantif, and we're going to explore that in great depth. Okay, so that would be a second approach. Of course, there are some unique aspects to Purim, to the story of the Megillah, which might recommend the third approach. Specifically, I mean, what is the Megillah has many of what? Su'udos,
right.
Mishteh. You have, of course, the two Su'udos right. of Achashverosh, right. the two Mishtehs of Achashverosh, 180 days for the whole kingdom, 7 days for Shushan. You have that in Perek Aleph. You have Mishteh Esther twice, where she, in Perek Hei and Perek Vav. So, Mishteh is a major theme of the Megillah. So, of course, a third approach would be to look at it in the context of maybe a specific kind of celebration appropriate to Purim, given the context of the story. Right. So here you have, again,
probably with a focus on drinking, because Mishteh is more drinking.
Excellent.
As opposed to Su'udah, which Su'udah seems to apply more of a meal. This seems to be more something revolving around drinking.
Okay, excellent. So let's say, according to the three approaches that we've developed, or laid out schematically, which is not to say that those are the only perspectives, what we're left with is kind of we have to do is sort of test all of the halachos of Su'udas Purim against each one. So what you Jacob just pointed out is that of course the most prominent feature of the Su'udah is almost the only din mentioned in the Gemara. We'll read it inside just a second. Is mechayvin ish levesume befuraya, is the focus on yayin. Now, yayin could have a place according to all three approaches. According to the first approach, it's kind of a su'udas hoda'a, a respite. Kayimim asher nachu v'noach v'arba sarbo v'noach v'chamisha sarbo kayimim asher nachu v'ahem ha'yehudim me'oyveihem, etc., etc. So the wine there is to, so to speak, forget the tsaros. A way of really letting loose a little bit after months of existential distress. That yayin would have a place there. Also, well, once we take a look at the mikoros in terms of yantif, we'll see that there's no question that yayin has a place there too. So the more it's modeled on su'udas yantif, that was our middle approach, that yayin could have a place as well. And certainly, according to the point which you just made, the idea that the su'udas purim Lidoros is based on the Mishteh that we had at various points throughout the various Mishtot that we had over the course of the Megillah, of course, yayin there was very, very prominent, extremely prominent. Going back to Perek Aleph, Ashtia Chadas Enones, right? The Shtia was, very liberal.
Right.
Going all the way back to Perek Aleph and so on and so forth. So there's no question that yayin would be particularly prominent according to that reading. Okay, so let's take a look now at the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. This is the Gemara Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Rava. It's Zayin Amud Aleph, Zayin Amud Beis. Is the Sugya. This line is begins Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rava, Mechai Vinish Levesume Befuraya. Person has a Chiyav to get inebriated on Purim. Adelo Yada Ben Arar Haman Levarach Mordechai. Until he's so drunk that he can't tell the difference anymore between Arar Haman, the cursed is Haman, and Baruch Mordechai. So this is a whole topic in its own right. You have a variety of shitos here. The simple reading of the Gemara is, of course, that there is a requirement to get particularly drunk. All the way on the other end of the spectrum, the view of Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is endorsed by the Baal Amor, it's picked up by the Ran and a number of other Rishonim, is that the story which we're about to read in the Gemara...
cautionary
tale. And really tells us the reason that it was put there is because lehalacha there is no such requirement. Then there's the middle view of the Balei HaTosos. It's not as drunk as you might think, because Arar Haman Baruch Mordechai is part of a much larger statement, a kind of a poetic statement. Aru Rezeresh, Brucha Esther, you wouldn't have to get nearly as drunk. And then, of course, we'll get to the view of the Rambam, Atziradim Bishchruso. So we're not going to focus so much on how one understands this specifically, halacha lemaisa, though we just sort of laid out the schematic of the Rishonim. But what is critical is the role of yayin, that we can't deny. Rabbi Reb Zera Abdu Su'udas Purim Bahadeh Hadade, Rabbi and Reb Zera would want to get together for Purim, Ivsum, they got drunk. Kam Rabbi Shachti the Reb Zera. Rabba got up, and according to the simple reading of the Gemara, killed Reb Zera. Now there are those who want to say that he didn't actually kill him. How could he kill him? It's an agadita. He embarrassed him. He beat him in a Talmudic dispute. But Pashtas says, Kam Rabba Shachti the Reb Zera, killed him. The Machar Bahar Yachamei Ve'achyei, after he sobered up the next day, he davened and he said, oh my God, Reb Zera, and he was able to revive him. L'shana Amarlei. So, of course, next year, Rabbah sent out the invitations. Nesi Marvin Abed Sudas Parim Behadeh Hadadeh. Looking forward to you joining me again. So, Amarlei, Lo Bechol Shaisa Veshaisa Mishrach Hashnisa. Let's not go there. Okay. So, however one wants to read this Halach Lamaisa, and of course, there is that spectrum that we laid out, the role of Yayin is undeniable. Second, Amar Rava Sudas Purim Sha'achla Belaila Layatze De Chovaso. Rava says that the Su'udah has to be during the daytime. Su'udas Purim Sha'achla Belaila Lo Yatze Yidei Chovaso. My time, Yimei Mishta V'simcha Ksiv Xeris Akasiv. It has to be during the day. So, two questions. What does this mean? And number two, does this mean that there's no notion of Su'udah at night? So, the Mordechai quotes from the Ravya. And he says the Rav Yah thought that there should be Su'udah both at night and during the day. And what this line of the Gemara means to say is Su'udas Purim Sha'achla Belayla Yotzei Yidei Chovaso, because the Chova extends all day on Purim, and including the night of. The Mordechai himself disagrees, but in fact there are many expressions of this already. Halacha L'maisa, the Rama mentions the idea of having Riboy a little bit... that's not a paradox, a little bit of Mishta and Simcha even at night. It does find that
why do we tend to eat the Suda like right at the last minute?
Okay, so that's a whole there's a whole discussion when's the best time, Shachris or towards the end of the day. Of course, on Erev Shabbos we do it a little earlier, Lekavot Shabbos, but and that's a whole pragmatic discussion of what the best timing is for Su'udas Purim, and a dispute amongst the Rishonim. It's not there's not one consensus view. But here you have a very dramatic, reading of the Rav Yah, which the Mordechai quotes and then disagrees with regarding Su'udas Purim at night. Again, Su'udas Purim Sha'achla B'layla Yatzei De'Chavaso, according to the Rav Yah, means that you have to eat during the day. There's actually a line in Tosos in Gemara and Daf Dalet. Tosos says Ikar chi of Su'uda bayom, but it's mashma that there is an Indian of Su'uda at night as well. Just looking at that last night. So, Again, Sudas Purim Shachla B'Laila, fundamentally it seems, whether you know one says there's some notion of Suda at night or not, that certainly, at the very least, Ikar Suda is at the, during the daytime. Rav Ashi Yavi Yasev Kamei Dameimar, there are different girsos here, which Amu Raim it was, but let's go with our gear. So Rav Ashi would sit in front of a Meimar, Naga V'lo Asu Rabbanan. So the day moved on, and you know, it was getting towards nighttime, and they didn't come to the base medrash, so it was just Rav Ashi and a Meimar. Kind of like us. So Amar Lei, my time alo asu rabbanan. So, it's not a little ambiguous who said to who, but, so let's say Rav Ashi asked a Meimar, he says, where is everybody? Dilma tridi bisu'udas purim. So he said, well, maybe everybody's still having their su'uda. Amarlay, Vilohava Epsher Lemichla Beorsa. Why didn't they have Suda last night? So Amarlay, Lo Shmiel Lamar, Dama Rava. Don't you know what we just learned from Rava? Suda's Purim, Sha'achla Belaila, Layati de Chavasa. So again, depending on how you read that, the Ravya will read that as, okay, that's not enough. Oh, most of the Rishonim will read that as, it's not the appropriate time for Suda. So Amarlay, so he said, Amar Rava Hachi. Amarlay in. Yeah, he really said it. So you can see already in Amoraim there is some confusion about when the Su'uda should be. So Tana Mine Arboin Zimnin, so he didn't want to forget it, he learned it 40 times. Udamile Kiman Demanich Bekise, and then what emerged was that he knew it very, very well. So what I'm going to focus on is just two diukim from this Gemara. Number one, the notion of drinking is not at all foreign to Yiddishkeit. Of course we have Dalet Kosos, of course we have, as we'll read, you know, Yantif. Where, you know, Ein Simcha LeBebasar V'Yayin, which we'll take a look at, but the notion of the Ivsume is quite shocking. The suppression of the intellect, the loss of the capacity for critical and analytical thought is a very much anomalous. You know, in certain cases, it's an outright iser. In the context of the Avoda, a person has to have their wits about them.
Right.
But generally speaking, and this is not a small part of the resistance of a number of Rishonim to Pask in this Gemara, those who say, how could it be that there's a chiyuv ever, under any conditions, to get drunk? It's holulus, schok, it's the opposite of you know, everything that Kedushas Yisrael reflects. So that's point number one, is that we're going to have to contend with what is this idea of Le'iv Sume. How is that in any way consistent with the spirit of what we think of in terms of observing Yom Tovim? That's number one. Number two is that a related point, somewhat distinct, is towards the end of the Gemara, you see that it comes at the expense of Su'udas Purim in general, comes at the expense of Talmud Torah. It's not a random agadata, but the Gemara is establishing that the Su'uda, as it's observed, does come at a certain expense. And that's a related point, because Talmud Torah, the paragon of intellectual service of God, and Su'uda, typified by Le'iv Sume, is a completely different mode of religious existence. You know, we're Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam faith. So the idea of a Su'udas Purim, whose chief feature, again, in terms of the Dinim in the Gemara, is Chai Vinish Le'iv Sume Befuraya, Su'uda, which really goes well beyond in Simcha LeBabasar V'Yayin, but goes very, very far beyond that, comes at the expense of Talmud Torah. Lo Yada Ben Araham and Baruch Mordechai means you're in no condition to learn, both at that moment, but then also you see that's what this Agadita is. It's not even Agadita, it's just sort of a Maisa, which has halachic implications. Rav Ashi and Ameimar are having this discussion, and you see it comes at the expense of Talmud Torah. So what's the message? What then is the point of the Su'uda? I mean, if it comes at this cost, what did Chazal want on this unique day? What was the theme that they were trying to stress? Why the suppression of the intellect? Why the reduction in Talmud Torah? This is a serious issue. Okay, so what I just wanted to first do, and then we'll tie everything together, is to develop one of the three approaches that we outlined. We said at the very outset that you can relate to Su'uda as a kind of Su'uda Soda. I like your expression very much, Jacob. A respite, Kayamim Asher Nachu Behem Hayudim Meyaveihem. And the Yayin then would be sort of a way of, you know, forgetting the tsaros that had overwhelmed us for so long. All the way on the other end of the spectrum, we spoke about just as sort of a reenactment of some of the critical stages of the Megillah, Mishtah Achashverosh, etc., etc., Mishtah Esther. We'd have to figure out why exactly we have to reenact those, but that is very specific to the Purim story. And then in the middle, we developed this idea of, you know, maybe there is some notion here of a Sudas Yamtif, especially given the fact that that was the way Purim was meant to be observed. So, take a look at the Beis Yosef here. There is a substantial amount of evidence for this in the Rishonim, primarily in the Rambam. But just want to quote one shita that the Beis Yosef has, the name of Rabbeinu Asher. The Beis Yosef says, "V'chasavod sham sudas parim sha'achla belayla lo yatzei dechovaso." That's the line of the Gemara we saw, that you can't eat it at night. And we spoke about the machokas between the Ravya and the Mordechai about, you know, is there any notion of su'udah at night? So yesh meforshim ke'ein layla. There are those who say, you know, the Gemara has a secondary level of meaning of su'udas purim sha'achla belayla lo yatzei dechovaso. What does it mean, belayla, not temporally at night, but ke'ein layla? If you eat it in the darkness, she'ein avuka kenegdo derech simcha v'yom tov. It's not a chronological statement about when the best time to have the su'uda is. It's really a qualitative statement about the very nature of the su'uda. So that you have to have the su'uda b'derech yom tov. So this is a, you know, black on white. You know,
so it's you obviously can't eat it at night.
Or if you do, you would need to have avuka kenegdo, because that's to be derech simcha v'yom tov. The idea is that the nature of su'udas purim is derech simcha v'yom tov. So certainly, according to this view in the Beis Yosef, this highlights the idea that su'udas purim is really modeled on su'udas yom tov. Okay. Now let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows: Ketzad chova su'uda zo sheyochal basar. The Rambam is mechadesh the role of basar. Okay, that's incredibly important. V'yitakin su'uda na'ak fi asher timtza yado. Do the very best you can. V'shosa yayin ad sheyishtaker v'yiradim b'shichrus. Right? So which two elements does the Rambam have here? Basar v'yayin. Okay, and the Rambam, of course, has his mechudash reading of Adil Yada bin Arhalim al-Baruch Mordechai. The Rambam could never tolerate, you know, absolute inebriation. So, you know, the way that he works the Gemara is via sleeping. Of course, when you're sleeping, Lo Yada bin Arhalim al-Baruch Mordechai is accomplished. Mitzvah Yomar Basar Livnei Kvarim Vayaros V'yom Chamisha Sar Livnei Krachim, says the Rambam, Lios Yom Simcho Mishta Mishalach Manos Reim Matanos Avyonim Umutar Be'asiyas Melacha V'afal Pichin Ein Roi Lassos B'Melacha Amru Chachamim Kolos Melacha V'yom Purim Ein Aroa Siman Bracha Liolam. Okay, so the Rambam learns that this notion of heter malacha is not, as we spoke about over Shabbos, not a blanket heter, but fundamentally, you know, Purim should really be aser b'malacha. There's kind of a heter, mipnei hefseid meruba, that's built in. But again, the Rambam, who had highlighted basar v'yayin, is giving voice to, I wouldn't call it an iser malacha, but certainly an inyan of avoiding malacha. B'nei kfarim, shekin mevi karu b'sheni v'chamishi, etc., etc. Haval simcha v'mishtei nosin osalam b'yom arba asar, v'im hikdimu lo yatsu. U'si'udas purim sh'asala b'layla lo yatsi dechova. So the Rambam Paskin said. Then the Rambam goes on one more. Mutav la'adam laharbos b'matano sevyodim laharbos b'si'udaso v'shiluch manos arayav. The beautiful Rambam about the centrality of matano sevyonim. She'ein sham simcha gedola mifuar ala sameach lev aniyim v'yisomim v'almanos v'geirim. Okay? The Rambam, you know, I don't know where he came up with all these people. You know, we thought about the aniyim. All of a sudden, the Rambam is including Yisomim, Almanos, Kerim. You know, where is this coming from? Except the idea, the Rambam understood very well, of it's not just the financially needy, but all those who are low of spirit. Okay. Shemisameach lev ha'umlalim ha'elu dome l'shchina, etc., etc. The Rambam here has four elements that I just want to... Basar, Yayin, fundamental Isser Malacha, even though in practice, you know, we're Mekel. And then this idea of l'sameach lev aniyim yisomim almanos v'geirim. So I just want to read four halachos here from the Rambam's presentation of Yom Tov and make the argument that the Rambam wanted to build Purim, and specifically Su'udas Purim, off the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and try to show in all the four areas that we outlined that the Rambam uniquely has parallels. Again, basar, yayin, malacha, right, that we know, you know, the notion of Isser Malacha, and aniyim and umlalim, you know, this idea of including everybody. And just, you'll see how the lashon is entirely parallel. So the Rambam says as follows, this is Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halachos Yedzayim through Chag. So the Rambam says, Shivas Yemei HaPesach, Hushmonas Yemei HaChag, Passover and the Feast of Tabernacle. So Im Shar Yamim Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, Kulam Asurim Behesped V'tainis, V'chayiv Adam Lios Bahem Sameach, V'tovlev, Simcha V'tuvlev, This is the Rambam's presentation of the din of Simchas Yantif. Even though the fundamental Simcha that's being referred to is the Korbanos Shalmei Simcha, Kemoshanu Mivarin Bilchos Chagiga, Yesh Bichlalos Simcha Lismoach Hu Uvana Vuvne Veso Kolachad Veachad Karoi Lo. Ketzad, this is based on the Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Tes. Haktanim nosim lam klayos vagozim umigdanos, kids like candy. Hanashim konalahem begadim tachshitim naim kfima mono. Okay, so women like clothes. Vanashim ochlin basar vishosin yayin. Shein simchala basar vein simchala beyayin. There you have it. Basar v'yayin. So that's always my explanation for the Rambam's chiddush.
Only the men, though.
That's true. So in Seuda, where you have the in Purim,
everyone participates, but really the men.
Right.
Though.
This is designed via the men, but you know, again, with when it comes to Purim, you have Afin Hayu Be'oso Hane, so everybody's included. So here you have Basar and Yayin. So anyway, I like to explain that the Rambam in Seudas Purim based it off this idea in Simchal of Basar V'Yayin. It's kind of Seudas Yom Tov. Shuocha V'Shosa Chayav L'Hachil. Now watch the categories. Ger Yasom Almana Imshar Haniyim Ha'umlalim. Ger Yasom Almana and Aniyim Ha'umlalim. Let's just check that again. You know, compare that to Ilchos Megillah, Perek Bev, Halacha Yud Zayin. In Simcha Gedolim before Ela Sameach Lev, Aniyim, check. Yisomim, check. Almanos, check. Gerim, check. Even his use of the term Umlalim, which is a relatively rare term, Shem Sameach Lev HaUmlalim. So here the Rambam says, La Ger Liyasin Almanim, Shar Aniyim HaUmlalim. Aval, etc. Mishanol Tlasos Chaser Veochal Veshosu Vanavishto Veinomachil Mashkel Aniyim Lamari Nefesh Einzo Simchas Mitzvah Simchas Kreis. And the Rambam has, you know, very sharp words for that. Okay. Avo Pisha Achila the Salacha Dites Avo Pisha Achila Shesia Bemoados Bichal Mitzvah Sasei Velo Ya Ochal Veshose Kol Ayom Kulo Ella Kachi Adas. This is crucial. Baboker Mashkim in Kol Am Levate Knesios Levate Midrashos. Davening and learning, essential. V'karin b'Torah b'inyan hayom. Okay, so half of this is what we call chatzil Hashem. Davening, learning, Talmud Torah is highlighted here. Karin b'Torah v'chos, right, not just karin b'Torah, but base medrash. The really important role of learning Torah. V'chos v'n levaseihem v'ochlin. And then everybody goes home and they eat. They eat. And then, again, and if you finish your seuda before half the day, again, v'holchin lebatei medrashos, and you go back to base medrash, korin v'shonin ad chatzi hayom, v'achar chatzi hayom mispalin tfilas mincha, they would daven early mincha, v'chozrin lebateim lechov lishto shar hayom ad halayla. Okay, so this is what we call chatzi lashem, chatzi lachem. Okay, so in the afternoon is embodied. The afternoon embodies the notion of chatzi lachem, lechol v'lishtos, the role of yayin, there's no question about it. But the morning, most importantly, is chatzi lachem, with the special emphasis on Talmud Torah. Now, this is where I'm developing a contrast. The Rambam certainly paralleled Seudas Purim off of Simchas Yom Tov. But here's where the contrast really begins to develop, because whereas on regular Yantif, it's Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. And again, the drinking is not to get drunk.
Right.
It's a shir in Simcha.
Right.
But for us, the drinking on Purim, Chai Vinish Levesu Mei Vifuraya, maybe a little less so for the Rambam himself because of his sleeping, but be that as it may, it's exactly the two elements that we pointed out in the Gemara. The fact that on Purim there's a conspicuous absence of Talmud Torah, whereas that's a huge part of Yantif in general, and therefore, or maybe this is what causes the whole thing, everyone wants to put it exactly, right, the role of Yayin is dramatically expanded on Purim. Here, there's no notion, one shouldn't confuse the drinking on Purim with the drinking on Yantif. The drinking on Yontif is, you know, part of Ein Simcha L'Babasar V'Yayin, but not a word of Shichrus, Chas V'Shalom. Purim, I mean, we have that Beferish Gemara, Chayiv Anishliv Sumei Bufuraya. So it's not an accident that the expansion of drinking and the reduction of Talmud Torah go hand in hand. Okay? And the Rambam is very clear about this. Just this last halacha that we'll read from Hilchos Yontif Perek Vav, this halacha Chaf, Kshadam Ochel V'Shosev V'Sameach V'Regel. The Rambam warns you, lo yimashech bayayin. Don't overemphasize, don't overstate, don't expand beyond reason the role of yayin. Lo yimashech bayayin v'schok v'kalas rosh. V'yomar shekol mi sheyosef bazeh yir ben mitzvah simcha. And don't make the mistake of saying, oh, this is, you know, kol amar bereiz a meshubach. Sheshichros v'schok harbei. V'kalus rosh ain a simcha laholus v'sichlus v'lo nitzavenu al holus v'sichlus al simcha sheish ba'avodas yotzer akol shenemar tachas l'shelo avat Hashem lokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav halamata shavoda b'simcha. You have to train yourself how to do a proper avoda b'simcha. V'yavshal avodas Hashem lo mitoch schok v'lo mitoch kalus rosh v'lo mitoch shichrus, which is undoubtedly why even on Purim the Rambam wanted to reduce the role of shichrus. But if you understand the Gemara Kepshuto, that just raises the question all the more. If indeed Seudas Purim is modeled on Seudas Yomtiv, so what happened to the controls? What happened to the controls on Chayef Leidishliv Sumei? And most importantly, from my standpoint, what happened to the role of Talmud Torah? Now, if you take a look here, there's a fascinating Darchei Moshe, who the Ramah. The Ramah, just like the Shulchan Aruch had the Beis Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef Karo should say, he had the Beis Yosef, and then he took the critical perspectives from the Beis Yosef, and he encapsulated them in Shulchan Aruch. Same thing is true of the Ramah. The Ramah wrote the Darchei Moshe, which is magnum opus, and then he reduced it to a few headlines in the Ramah. So the Ramah is sensitive to this, and there's something that's bothering him. So he quotes a view. What's bothering him is what bothers us is, you know, this the diluted Talmud Torah, no pun intended. It's like from Shabbos, the on a dime.
What?
On a dime.
What?
Saying you had one over Shabbos.
What?
Remember we said it can turn on a dime, and you had no pun intended. That was your chaf. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I'm even. Okay. V'aribrin kasev mehad garsin perakama Ravashi Rav Yosef kami the Rav Kana Amar Milo Asur Rabban Levei Medrasha Amar Lei Kaski B'Sudas Purim Shmamina says Darchei Moshe Sudas Purim Docha Talmud Torah. Right, so clearly this is not just a story in the Gemara, but it's a Gemara with great halachic impact. That there is this notion that Sudas Purim somehow this in the grand scheme of things, we're a Talmud Torah connected Kulam people, and Seudas Purim is Docha Talmud Torah. Mikol Makom, so the Darchei Moshe, you see just how he's struggling with this.
When you say it's Docha Talmud Torah, I mean, the Rambam also says that, you know, someone goes to Davins, then goes home and eats, and then goes to the Beis Medrash.
That was for Yontif.
Right, so, but the presumption is that while they're having the Seudah, there's no Talmud Torah.
Right, but
you're saying afterwards here, because they're going to be in a state such that they're going to have to go to sleep,
right.
They're going to get drunk, they're not going to be dumb.
Exactly, it really comes at the expense, whereas at Yontif it was built into the system. You know, the Talmud Torah was built into the first half of that day,
right.
So, you know, we're really addressing the needs of Talmud Torah, but you can't avoid it. What happened to Talmud Torah on Purim? Mikol Makom, to the, you see how the Ramah is trying to work it in. Kevin did Arshina and Ora, Lahudim Haisa Ora Zotora, Mitzvah Lasok B'Torah. He says it can't be.
He's
right. He's grasping at straws. Mitzvah Lasok B'Torah, Kodem HaSeuda, V'hi Magina Alav, Shalo Ye'ar La Kukul B'Seuda. So he tries to build it in. You see, the Darchei Moshe wants to even further create that parallel to Yontif, that just like Yontif, the morning should be filled with Chatzil Hashem, with a special emphasis on Beis Medrash. You learn in the Beis Medrash, you go home, you go back to the Beis Medrash. So he wants to work that into Purim. Now, it's of course bedochak, but you appreciate the impulse that he's trying to work with here, which is how could it be that we're compromising on Talmud Torah? And yet that does seem to be exactly what's going on here. We're compromising on Talmud Torah in two senses. First of all, just, you know, time-wise, the time that we're going to be spending in the Seuda is not time that we're going to be learning. And second of all, it's that more specifically, even more importantly, is qualitatively, is that we're impairing our intellect. The more you take Chayiv Anishliv Sumei, whether you take the Rambam sleeping, whether you take the Pshat reading, not like, you know, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Balamor, the Ra'an, you have to wonder. You have to wonder, because this is so antithetical to the way that we normally experience our religion, is through the prism of a keen intellect and an analytical mind. So take a look at the Gemara in Psachim. The Rishonim didn't emerge out of thin air. There's in fact a Gemara which essentially has this idea explicitly. So the Gemara says as follows: Tani Reb Lazar Omer, Ein lo la'adam biyom tov ela o'ochel v'shosa yoshe v'shona. Reb Lazar was a bit of an extremist, and he said you have to go either way. Yantif, either it's got to be a day of addressing one's physical needs, o'ochel v'shosa, or a day of total spirituality, yoshe v'shona, learning. Rabbi Shua Omer Chalkeo. Rabbi Shua says, split it. Chatzil Achila Shesia v'Chatzil Beis Hamedrash. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. Both of them are working within one pasuk. So Rabbi Yeshua's balanced tradition versus Rabbi Eliezer's extreme tradition. It's fascinating. Rabbi Eliezer is open to either extreme, but not the middle. Amazing view. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yeshua wants to go down the middle. Chasav Echad Omer Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. Chasav Echad Omer Atzeres Tiyalachem. Right. So there's a stira. Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. Shavuos a day for Hashem, or a Shavuos for you. So Rabbi Eliezer Savar Okulo L'Hashem Okulo Lachem. Rabbi Lezer says you can only be Mekayim one pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Chulkeyu. The psukim are in dialogue with each other. Chatzil Hashem v'chatzil lachem. So Amr Rabbi Lezer, Hakol Modim Be'atzeres Tabina Nami Lachem. Even Rabbi Lezer, who's open to the idea of Kulo Lachem, he'll say that on Shavuos you need Lachem. My time a Yom Shenisna B'Torahu. We're not doing Shavuos right now. And that's a very important line. What does it mean? What's the significance of Yom Shenisna Bo Torah? You would have thought it's just the opposite. Yom Shenisna Bo Torah means that it should be, right, of course, Lashem.
Right.
So Amar Rabba, Hakol Modim B'Shabbos Tabina Nami Lachem. Okay, my time Karas L'Shabbos Oneg, because there's an idea of Oneg Shabbos. Fine. Amar of Yosef, Hakol Modim B'Purim Tavaina Nami Lachem. My time Yimei Mishta V'Simcha K'siv Bei. Purim, even for Rabbi Lezer, who's open to the idea of Kula Lashem, can never be Kula Lashem. There always has to be a focus on one's physical needs. So again, this Gemara is what established a heightened relative to all other Yom Tovim. This Gemara establishes a very important principle of Lachem on Purim. So this idea that Purim is more Lachem than other Yom Tovim, that which we established clearly based on the lower role for Talmud Torah, the expanded role of Yayin on Purim, this emerges from the Gemara, where the Gemara says there has to be a unique din of Lachem here, one's physical needs, physical existence, because Yimei Mishta V'Simcha K'siv Bei. And Mar Brei de Ravina, just a little line here which is captures this, Kula Shasa V'Yasev B'Tanisa, you would fast all year, Levar Me'atzarasa, Shavuos Upurayom Aliyom Et Kupuri, and Purim because of Yimei Mishta V'Simcha K'siv. Okay, so this Gemara in Psachim is crucial in the sense that it establishes definitively the notion of Purim as a day of expanded Lachem, which it confirms everything we spoke about in the context of the Rambam, the expanded role for Shasiya in Purim relative to Yom Tov. Number one. Number two, the lower role, sad as it is to say, maybe I shouldn't use that term of Talmud Torah. There is a Yerushalmi, which I want to quote in this context as well, that I would like to tie into the construct that we're building. The Yerushalmi says as follows: Su'udas Rosh Chodesh hu Su'udas Purim Ma'achrin v'lo Makdimin. It's a big, big halachic controversy. Can one really have a Su'uda after the 15th, let's say? After the 15th, this is what we call Purim Meshulash, that whole case of, do you make it on Sunday? If it Shabbos, we don't have Purim on Shabbos. We all often have Purim the 14th on Friday, but not on Shabbos. So the Su'uda goes earlier in that case. But in walled cities in Yerushalayim, they have an issue, because let's say the 15th, when they normally have the Su'uda, falls out on Shabbos. Not an issue this year, but it comes up. Then you have what's called the Purim Meshulash, so you have the Su'uda after the 15th. So it all depends how you read this Yerushalmi, basically. Some people say, no, you can't really have it on the 15th. You have to somehow work it into Shabbos. But this Yerushalmi seems to say you can't have any kind of a Su'uda on Shabbos. Why? So Reb Zira ba kumei rebavau v'yasu osan b'Shabbos. So why not just make the Su'uda if you need to on Shabbos? Amar lei laso osam yimei mishta v'simcha. Es shesimchaso tluya bebezdin. Yatzadesh and Simchaso Tluya Bidei Shemayim. Shabbos is a day of Simcha, but a different kind of Simcha, of Bidei Shemayim. A Simcha which bespeaks to Hashem's function as a Mekadesh. Hashem was the one who created Shabbos. We have no role in Shabbos. We don't you know, we're not Mekadesh Shabbos.
Right.
We make Kiddush, but Hashem installed Kedusha Shabbos as opposed to Yantif or Rosh Chodesh, which we set. So there are many things to say about the Yerushalmi, but I'll just focus on one. What the Yerushalmi is establishing is that the idea of Shabbos and Purim, Sudas Purim, are antithetical. Yeah. So what I just like to say is, just to put it on our spectrum, what we're saying is Purim is the most lachem. Yantif has a chatzi lachem, chatzi lachem dimension to it. And even though Shabbos is similar, Shabbos is all the way on the other end of the spectrum. How do I know? Because what's forbidden on Shabbos that's not forbidden on Yantif? Ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is ach asher yechel lechol nefesh hu levado yeaseh lachem. That's a very important quote-unquote lachem pasuk in the context of Yom Tov. So, you know, this idea, the way that I understand the Yerushalmi is that Shabbos and Sudas Purim are really two irreconcilable themes. The theme of Sudas Purim is a unique focus on lachem, on our physical celebration. Shabbos is on the other end of the spectrum. I'm not denying that there's an Indian of Oneg Shabbos, but what I am saying is that Shabbos is even further beyond Yom Tov, right? Yom Tov is Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem, and with a heter Ochel Nefesh, Shabbos doesn't even recognize that. So that's the way that I really understand this notion of Bidei Shamayim versus Tulia Bebezd and Tulia Ba'adam, that the Yerushalmi is really suggesting that there are two very different themes. Okay, so how do we tie it all together? What is going on here? So I think that the linchpin is actually not something which appears in the context of Purim, but something which appears in the context of Hanukkah, appropriately. Something that we saw a little earlier this year. Excuse me, one second. I've been battling a head cold this week, so. So, what about Seuda and Hanukkah? So the Torah says, in the name of his father's Rebbe, so you could say his grand Rebbe, Hayomer Maram Rutenberg, Riboy Seuda Shemarbim Bahem, meaning on Hanukkah, Hin Seudas Risha, Shalokavu El Lahalo Lahodos Velo Mishta Visimcha. You have a fundamental difference.
There's no Indian Seuda.
Right. If there is a Seuda, it's Seudas Risha. Why? Because Mishta Visimcha is a fundamental theme of Purim, and it's not a fundamental theme of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, Yirmei Halo Vehoda'a, and that's a spiritual response. And Purim are designated as Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. I don't want to be simplistic about it, but essentially days of physical rejoicing. And nafkamina for how much Seuda plays a role. Okay, so here the Torah developing this idea in the name of the Maharam Rutenberg. So Maharam Rutenberg wanted us to understand something. You have two holidays that are Dirabanan, but don't confuse them. Purim are Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Chanukah are Yimei Halal V'Hodah. It's a very different theme. So the Bach, the Yoel Sirkis, comes along and he's a beautiful essay here explaining what he thinks this means. Ikal Meida, he gufa kasha. Lama lo kivayim lemishta l'simcha kmo bepurim. So why is Chanukah only halal v'hoda and Purim yimei mishta v'simcha? So v'nira to bepurim ikar has.
Maybe it's also presumably that the yimei mishta and simcha of Purim is Sudas Hoda'ah. Same thing.
Which that was the first approach that you suggested all the way at the beginning. So v'nira de bepurim ikar hagzera haisa lefi shenahanu rather misu'udaso shaloso harasha. Bach says you have to go all the way back to the beginning. The Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Beis and Aleph laid out the idea that the Jewish people were nana misu'udaso shaloso rasha, that they went to that su'uda in Perek Aleph and they were nehana from the food, from the orgy, whatever it was. And they didn't, from a physical standpoint, in terms of how they addressed man's physical needs, that was corrupt. V'alkein nigzar aleihem laharog la'abedes hagufim shenenu me'achila v'shesia. Mida k'neged mida, what was threatened was their physical existence, a physical sin, taiva, physical threat. Okay? La'abedes hagufim shenenu me'achila v'shesia shel iser. Okay, v'simcho mishta shel iser uksha'asu tshuva. What was the proper tshuva? To subjugate the guf. Inu nafshosa ukemosham amra Esther leich kenosas kol yehudim v'al tochu v'al tishtu shloshes yamim laila v'yom ulefikach kiva le mishta v'yom tov lizkor ikar hanes. Aval Chanukah Ikar Gzeir Haisal Sheisrashu Bavoda. The sin wasn't a physical sin; it was a lack of attention to the avoda. Velkein Haisa Gzeir Levatal Mehem Havoda. It's a grand theory.
Right.
So just like on Purim, the sin was they were Nenami Seuda, and he focuses on the fact that they, you know, were Ochal Shosa Shalokadin. I always like to emphasize the orgiastic nature of it. It was really a sexual party. And therefore, the gzeira, the threat, was to their physical survival, and the tikkun, the tshuva, had to be through submission and subjugation of the physical, of the hedene.
Did
and
you see this point in Chanukah?
Yeah, no, we spoke about this. Yeah.
This
yeah, exactly. So we brought him in the context of Chanukah, so... And Chanukah, and so therefore, of course, that the days were set up as Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, which we'll come back to in just a minute. Chanukah, on the other hand, the sin was Hisrashus Bavoda. Therefore, the Gzera was, so you'll lose the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tshuva had to be the Tahara of the Beis HaMikdash. And they established the days as Yimei Halal V'Hoda'ah, right, which he just has a good line here at the end. Just to read quickly through the Bach Aval B'Chanukah Ikar Hagzera Haisal Shis Rashu Be'Avoda Valken Haisal Gzera Levatal Mehem Avodi Gitani Be'Braisa Shegazar Leim Moser Rashu Levatal Atamid Ve'Odam Mar Lehem Mitzvah Achas Yesh Biyadim Atem Avatli Mosam Biyadim Kvar Heim Avudin Ve'Ezer Zehadlakas Menorah. So the Gzera was losing the Avoda, losing the Beis Hamikdash Halu Neser Tim Kos Machem Alikin Osam Tamid Heim Amdin etc. Amdu V'Timu Kol Shmadim Shachazur B'Tshuva Limser Nashal Avoda Hoshiim Hashem Al Yedei Kohanim Ovdei Avoda Be'Beis Hashem Alkein Nasa Ane a spiritual response for a spiritual holiday. Okay. So now I'd like to put it all together using the yisod developed by the Bach in light of the Maharam Rutenberg. What we really learned is that in Purim there's a special emphasis on lechem. And how we enjoy ourselves, but there's a tikkun here, because as we mentioned, you know, Mishta and Simcha plays a Mishta plays an enormous role on Purim, and not a good one to begin with. Perek Aleph, Nenu Misudaso Shalosa Rasha, as the Gemara says, and but the story of the Purim Suuda, to my mind, is really about is learning and establishing the use of Mishta V'Simcha Be'Avodas Hashem. Whereas the challenge is dafka not to do Talmud Torah. Suppression of the intellect. But to do so in a way that's actually a religious experience. The sin of the Jewish people in the context of Purim was Nena Misudasel Shaloso Rasha. They failed to live physically as people, to enjoy Hashem's world in an appropriate way. And the way that we celebrate Purim, I believe, the message of Su'udas Purim, is to attempt to correct that experience, to show that we can have a lachem existence one day a year. We're not canceling Talmud Torah the rest of the year. But we do downplay Talmud Torah and Purim. There's no way around it. Adlo Yada bin Arham and the Baruch Mordechai is not going to leave you in a great position to learn. As the Gemara itself says, where is everybody? Nobody's in the Beis Medrash. Even the Chatzi LaHashem aspect of Yantif is not really found on Purim. That's where the Darchei Moshe came in and say, well, maybe we should be learning in the mornings, which is a very nice idea. So the principle really is can we have, I would say the principle and the challenge are, can we have a lachem focus, an expanded lachem focus, even beyond the normal amount of lachem that we'd have on Yom Tov, and do it in an appropriate way? That is the challenge of the Bach. The Bach lays out for us. Can we experience the Su'udas Purim not in the way that we were Chalila Nena Misudas Shaloso Rasha, but as a true way of doing an avodah l'Hashem? That's the challenge of Su'udas Purim. And that's precisely why the role of the intellect in Talmud Torah is diluted. After all, it's the challenge is not to do what we would normally call chatzil Hashem, the normal intellectual, rigorous, analytical mode, but can one, from a physical standpoint, totally engage one's senses, but to do so in a dignified and spiritual way, with kavana l'shem shamayim. That is a profound challenge, but I think that's what emerges clearly from the sources of Su'udas Purim. The Chayiv initially Yivsumei, number one, the downplayed role of Talmud Torah, number two, you know, as the Ramah said, it appears that Purim, Su'udas Purim, is Docha Talmud Torah.
The downplayed role of drunkenness, presumably, it should, it's not.
Exactly, that's why it can't be Shechra Shel Holiness.
It's a very, very big challenge.
It's a huge challenge, which is why Shlomo Rishonim said, it's too big a challenge. That's what the Gemara said, is that this is all nice in theory. Chayiv Inishli Yivsumei is all nice in theory, but it can't be done. Because it leads people, you know, once you're on that border, you cross the line. So I just wanted to note two things in conclusion about how we're meant to experience a mishta, Su'udas Purim, in a spiritual sense, even though we're trying to uniquely emphasize the role of lachem here, the role of the physical. So I just wanted to quote two things. It emerges clearly from the Rambam that the din of Mishloach Manos is integrated into the din of Su'udah. He puts them in the same halacha. This is working off the Gemara Megillah and Daf Zayin. So I think this is one mitigating factor. In other words, the more one appreciates that the idea of Mishloach Manos in Su'udah are part of one kiyum, that already frames, certainly it's physical, you're not giving Torah classes to each other, you're giving food to each other, that's right. A physical expression, but it's still a way of doing it in a religious and a dignified and a moral way by uplifting each other. That's one way of framing the Su'udah. Mishloach Manos is what I'm saying, is it exerts a kind of influence on the Su'udah. The Mishloach Manos try and and frame our engagement in physicality in a way that reflects our commitment to each other. That itself, meaning it's not total self-centeredness, it's not total, you know, blasting your mind away and, you know, rolling around on the ground, you know, in a you know, somewhere between heaven and earth, you know, but it's a way of engaging the physical, but still, you know, very much in the context of our broader values of community, etc. That's number one. Number two is the line of the Ramah. When the Ramah speaks about the different shitos in the context of Su'udas Purim and drinking, he says, "Echad hamarbe v'echad hamamid uvilvad sheyechavin libo l'shamayim." This is the most important thing, is that because the whole point is to try, as the Bach says, to reverse the problem of nana misudaso shaloso rasha, of showing that yes, we can exist in this world as men with the limitations that men have. You know, we have to eat, we have to drink, and we can use those things for avodas Hashem. So that requires a great achi chavim libala shamayim, is that however one does it, one has to, you know, as much as possible, try to do it with the right kavana. Okay, so I think to a great extent, that is the ultimate control, is that, you know, as one engages this world, and you make no mistake.
All attempts to say that you're supposed to kivun hashinan ora zutara mitzvah la'af.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question. Right, that was that huge darche moshe.
Right, so it creates kind of a context.
That's a very good diak, Jacob. That's exactly what the Ramah has in mind. So the challenge, the gauntlet, so to speak, of Su'udas Purim is, we're not running away from it, is the heightened role of Yayin, the heightened role of Lachem, to a certain extent, the lower level of Talmud Torah, time-wise and orientation-wise. You're not going to be learning during that time, but also your orientation is not intellectual. Your orientation is engaged in the Su'udah. You know, and the challenge is that for that one day a year, can we serve Hashem using those sensory tools? And Bechol Drachacha Da'ehu, the Oved Hashem wishes and strives to know Hashem in every facet of human experience, in every facet of his existence. So the Su'udas Purim stands for us as a unique challenge of the entire year, of serving Hashem through one's senses.